The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, hails the results of the country's elections as a political and moral victory for the resistance. Nasrallah thanked the Lebanese people, security forces, army, and government for successfully holding the vote on Sunday. He said the seats won by Hezbollah and its allies will protect the resistance. Nasrallah noted that it gained the trust and support of Lebanon's people, despite a smear campaign by the United States and some Persian Gulf Arab states. According to Nasrallah, Hezbollah and his allies seek to work and cooperate with other political factions instead of focusing on disagreements. Just before Nasrallah's speech, Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri described the results of Sunday's elections as a victory for his future movements.
The international community always wanted an election, and we had an election, and this is the results of the elections. I think the results are in favor of Lebanon, of a free Lebanon, of democracy, of a free democracy in Lebanon. I think that Lebanon has showed the international community its resolve in dealing with the refugee issues and everything. I think Lebanon, the international community, should look at the results in a very positive way.
Hariri acknowledged that despite gains in Sidon, Tripoli, Beirut, and western Bekaa Valley, the future movement only won 21 out of 128 parliamentary seats. Hariri added that he extends his hand to all political factions in order to fulfill the wishes of the Lebanese people, who, quote, voted for security and stability of the country. Unofficial results suggest that the resistance movement Hezbollah and its allies have so far won more than half of the votes, that is 67 seats. The voter turnout was 49.2%. Iran has hailed Lebanon for successfully holding national elections after 9 years. Tehran says that it will support and cooperate with any government elected by the Lebanese people. Shabir Hassan Ali is a political commentator and activist who joins us from London. From Leicester, I'm sorry. So, taking a look at these elections, internally, obviously, the country has to cope with a massive debt and some other economic challenges, but from the outside and from the get-go, we've had Israel making a rather comment that is warlike in its nature, and that is that Lebanon equals Hezbollah, and that Israel has a right to retaliate in whatever form or fashion they seem to think it be appropriate. Why do you think that Israel, and I must add the U.S., think that Hezbollah is a separate entity when it's part of the political system of the country of Lebanon?
I think, first of all, I think everyone should congratulate the people of Lebanon on an election very well held, given these difficult circumstances that Lebanon has been under since the advent of the Zionist entity, which has always been like a constant threat over Lebanon and has interfered excessively in Lebanon's internal affairs. People just need to look back to pre-2000 and see what the Zionists were doing in Lebanon, and even to this day they still sadly keep trying to do this. Now, in answer to your question, why does the United States and Israel and these type of entities, why do they feel that Hezbollah is somehow separate from Lebanon? Because I think the reality that Hezbollah and Lebanon are the same, they form this equation which Sayed Hassan talked about quite a lot, which is the equation of the people, the army, and the resistance. This is an equation that has kept Lebanon safe, and actually I would extend it. It's kept the region safe in terms of Syria, and it's also been a support for the Palestinians. Now, if the Israelis or the Americans or such people admit that actually, look, Hezbollah is a political party that is supported by a huge amount of people in Lebanon, and they have kept Lebanon safe using this equation, this is actually quite frightening for them, because it furthers the sort of the demise of this apartheid terrorist state known as Israel, which borders Lebanon on the south. And it's essentially, I mean, I know they constantly try and make this simile between Iran and Lebanon. The thing that we have to understand is, while Iran and Lebanon, especially the resistance factions, while they share ideology, Lebanon is an independent country in its own right, and it has the ability to make its own decisions. Of course, it consults with its friends, just like Syria consulted with Iran or with Russia. But Iran is not constantly, if you like, as if you believe the mainstream media, Iran is literally pulling the strings, if you like, in Lebanon. This is not the case. And the reason why, again, the West sees this and Israel sees it this way is because this is what they do. And as the famous saying goes, the thief will see everyone as thieves. So, you know, if someone is a thief, they will look around and they will assume everyone adopts their modus operandi. And i.e., you know, everyone is a thief, so they'll feel paranoid when they see someone being successful. Now, in terms of this election was actually very historic. Like you mentioned in the piece just prior to when I came on, it's been 9 years since Lebanon had an election. And this time round, obviously, there's been a change in the electoral system. They're now using the system of proportional representation, which is a much more fair, much more decent system than the original systems that were put in place by the colonial overlords. This election now, and also something Syed Hassan said, is that during the election campaigning, you had politicians from all factors, all factions, all sides making promises, making pledges. And this is the case in any election everywhere. But something Syed Hassan said, which was very, very important, and politicians across the world need to take a lesson from this, which was that when you make a pledge as part of your campaign, this is not just rhetoric. You now have to stand up and follow through on that pledge. You actually have to do what you have promised the people. So if you've promised the people that you're going to try and resolve the economic situation, you're going to try and resolve the education situation, you're going to make sure the country is kept safe from external interference and threats, then you have to do this. And the politicians have to realize across the board, and you know, I know Syed Hassan was talking about Lebanon, but this lesson actually applies across the board, everywhere, be it in the United Kingdom, be it in Iran, be it in Japan, be it in Russia, everywhere, where you have this system where people choose their elected leaders. The persons that make these campaign claims, they have to follow through on it because they are duty-bound to the people and to God. And they need to understand that they're going to be held accountable. Just, you know, becoming a politician, becoming the prime minister or the president or whatever, this is not just like the be-all and end-all, and then you can go off and run your, you know, run the whole show as you decided, like the case in the United Kingdom and in America specifically, where you have a whole load of campaign promises that are made, but then once the person is in the White House or in Downing Street, then they do almost the opposite. And this was the case with, you know, in recent memory at least, with Barack Obama, with Trump, with Tony Blair, Cameron, and of course now this unelected person we've got, Theresa May. So these are very important lessons. And the fact that a country like Lebanon, which is besieged from the south quite heavily, which has constant threats from Israel, over which Israel flies at supersonic speeds at low altitudes to create sonic booms to upset the people, to scare the people, to damage property. When you have a country like this, and that country comes out collectively and makes a decision to vote, then this is actually it's a historic day. And I think it's a day that, you know, people should write about. People should write books about this, because this is something that, I mean, we all know that in the run-up to the elections, we know the Saudis and other cancerous entities were, you know, turning around and attempting to maneuver the elections. And it's ironic that Saudi even has anything to do with these elections, given the fact that it couldn't spell election if its life depended on it. But nevertheless, they attempted to cause problems, but they couldn't. Mm-hmm. They failed. And this is important, that Lebanon stood firm, stood strong. And now Lebanon as a country can hold its head up high because it's defeated the Zionist project on the ground through weapons, and it's defeated it politically as well. And this is a very, very important point. And we pray that, inshallah, Lebanon continues and it improves and it goes from strength to strength now, that the politicians continue, they deliver on their promises, the government is formed swiftly, and it moves forward. Mm-hmm. Although there is a danger that now that this has happened and it's damaged the equations of the Zionists, there is a danger that they may try. And there's all, you know, okay. I mean, you know, there's been much talk about wars and everything. But if the Zionists were to make a war against Lebanon now, I think it would, I mean, Syed Hassan said it will be the last war they make, and right. It will work out very badly for them. So, you know, finally, just, you know, congratulations to the people of Lebanon and the free people of the world on an election very well run.
Thank you for that, Shabir Hassan Ali, political commentator and activist.